Father, this morning we declare you are good. You are bigger than what our enemy has said concerning us. Even what our situation is saying concerning us, you are bigger than it, Lord. And so, Father, Lord, we reference you this morning. We ask, O God, that your grace and your mercy will be upon our life. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' majestic name we worship. Let's put hands together for Jesus this morning. Let's appreciate our choir. Hallelujah. Amen. All of the God, near the works of men, you are the only one. There is no like you. All of the God, near the works of men, you are the only. This morning we love you. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Have your way in our life. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen. Congratulate yourself that you are here this morning. I say congratulations to yourself. Because God say I should tell somebody, it's about to change your story. It's about to change your story for God. In the name of Jesus, I want to appreciate everyone that celebrated with me yesterday, that you're still celebrating your gift, your call, your text, your posting on the WhatsApp. All makes my day. I really appreciate you so much. The Lord continue to bless and increase you. In Jesus' name, amen. Jeremiah, we need to improve on the heating in this room. It shouldn't be this cold. Hallelujah. I'm going to be brief. We are taking the communion. Oh, brother, God bless you. Happy New Year. Hallelujah. Is that to you? Happy New Centuries. Hallelujah. The Lord will establish both of you and give you grace and reason to serve him. In the name of Jesus. The Bible will not agree with your feelings. Let me just preach this morning. The Bible will not agree with your feelings. You have to feel what the Bible feels. The Bible will not agree with your dreams. You have to dream and you have to align your dream with the vision of the scripture. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This message, there's a message I received in a dream this morning. And as I come into my office, it was played to me like a vision. And as I begin to talk, it still came back. Yeah. Let me just say it. I've shared it with Mama. And it remained there. I'm not going to. I saw about six women. And I could recognize two faces there. And God was telling me, there was an elderly man, which is the Arugbu Ojo, was telling me. He said, they are seeding to where there's no harvest. He said, all they are doing it by flesh. They are doing it because, I love this person, I must do this. He said, when you need the reward, he said, every one of them will desert you. He said, you need to start feeding into what will feed you in future. Hallelujah. I just paraphrase it. Hallelujah. Whatever you are doing that is not in line with God is nothing. I saw it this the third time now. Try your best. Hallelujah. Let everything be in line with the word of God, not with your feelings. Not, it's my blood. I've seen now that there's nothing like blood. The only blood I recognize now is the blood of Jesus. Huh? Oh, it's my bloodline. It's my blood. Ah! The only thing they bring is wala. Trouble. Chaos. Disappointment. Hallelujah. Whoever this word is for, should just try to watch your ways. As you are spending your whole to build up people, build yourself first. Because when things go to the shore, those people will not even greet you anymore. I had Mommy preaching last Sunday, and I wrote something down. Your mouth is either your future or your casket. Your mouth, this is your mouth, is either your future or your demise or your end. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongues, and they that love it eat the fruit thereby. Listen, sometimes God will put your help in the hand of somebody you don't like. Well, okay, are you hearing me? Sometimes God will put what you need in the hand of somebody you don't like to see his face. Now you are now left with, this I need it, and I don't like this person. Hallelujah. You can't get it like by looking like it. 2025, if you are going to get there, you don't have to look like it. People miss a miracle because they don't like the messenger. Am I talking too much? The miracle, all you need is in the mouth of somebody and in the hand of somebody. Somebody is going to put a blessing through you. Somebody is going to sign your paper. It may not be somebody you like. Your deliverance may be in the hand of somebody you cannot stand. Hallelujah. He talked too much. He doesn't smell nice. He doesn't like me. I don't even like his face. But what you need may be in his hand. I have 20 minutes to do what I needed to do and 5 minutes for communion and we go. Give me 1 Samuel 17:22. Somebody will hear their story within the next 8 weeks. And everybody will be thanking God for what God has done in the life of that. Within the 8 weeks. Today is the 26th. In another 8 weeks, you'll be, so God will do this thing? How did God do it? Joy overflow in my heart. Sing a new song to the Lord. Joy overflow. Sing a new song to the Lord. We worship you. Glory, hallelujah. Sing a new song. The Bible talks about here David, who his family does not like. Mama, nobody liked David in his family. And they put him at the edge of the issues. Please understand this. The Bible talks about all the first 11 boys before David. They were in charge of the sheep, and the lion, the bears have killed most of the sheep. And so how will a father allow his youngest son to stay with sheep that lion and bear attack regularly? It shows there's no law. You won't allow your little child to do that. So this is who David was. But in the area of abandonment, God was training David for the throne. In the area where nobody loved him, God was preserving him for another level. Listen to me. When they don't like you in your family, thank God for it. Am I talking to somebody? When they cannot stand you, when it seems like everybody gang up against you, God is preparing you for somebody. Anybody who is well accepted, don't go far. If everybody is celebrating you, you are like a roasted chicken. If everybody says, if not for Auntie D, if not for Auntie, they finish you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and one day, you will know this is not the boy who should be looking after sheep. The father said, go and give lunch to your brothers that are fighting. And that is where we get to 22. And David left his carriage in the hand of the keeper of the carriage and ran into the army and came and saluted his brother. 23. And he talked with them. Behold, there came up a champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of Philistine, and spoke according to the same word, and David heard him. Listen, the voice that will change your destiny, you will hear it only once. They are not the word they repeat every time. It is not the word they broadcast every time. You see, the word that will change your life, nobody, you will even repeat it. You will only hear it once. God help your destiny that you hear it when it is preached. God hear your destiny when it is written. God hear your destiny when you hear it. But it is written only once. So the Bible said this guy come out once a day to terrorize the children of Israel. He come, let's read 24. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and was so afraid. Continue. 25, and the men of Israel said, have ye seen this man that is come up? Surely to defy Israel is he come up, and it shall be that the man who killed him, the king will enrich him with great riches, and will give him his daughter, and make his father's house free in Israel. Where does this large thing come from? Where is this thing that is terrorizing your life? Every time you see it, you are scared. Every time you hear it, you are scared. So your own may not be physical human being, it may just be imagination. What will happen? If this doesn't happen, what happened with this sickness? What happened with this? If my finances didn't work the way I expected it to work, what happened? If this guy said will marry me, refused to marry me, what happened? You begin to ask some questions. It is bigger than your size. But you are stronger than it. Hallelujah. The bigger they are, the stronger they fall. Hallelujah. I'm a young boy. Don't let me call myself man. I'm a young boy. And I've seen in life. And I've seen mountain crumble. I've seen people gather against me, scatter one by one. I've seen people that you are supporting gather together to destroy. But God never allowed them. Is any window open here or what? Okay. The Bible says Goliath is a champion and a giant. Okay. Where did he win? Have anybody, Mama, I know you read Bible. How can you read Bible? Have you read where Goliath win any battle before? Huh? He just, listen, he will just come and stand biggie and declare, if you have the power, come and fight me. Amen. And everybody will be scared. And you go and sit down. And the second day, he will come up. Ah, what of you? Ah, boy. You know? Have you seen those bodybuilders? Did you let them walk? Huh? I shall come and say me, I will beat you, I will kill you, I will destroy you. And they go and see that. No, check your Bible. Which battle did Goliath win? None. What is terrorizing you has never won anybody. It is just an illusion. It is a thought that has covered your mind. It has never destroyed anybody. Neither will it destroy anyone. The Bible says, and this shall come to pass. And this will end well. That's what the Bible says. I check my Bible. There is no research, no battle as he won. So what he does is he comes, he speaks. People are scared. People surrender themselves. And they call him winner. You know, it's undefeated champion who come to the ring and, you know, you want to fight boxing. And the other guy need and he's willing to beg. Just go, 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 go. That is who Goliath are. Listen, you are not a baker. Because you bake one cake. Eh? But do we call somebody a baker because he bake one cake? Eh? Before you become a baker, you will have baked so many cakes. And people will have a testimony. What is the testimony of your problem? What is the problem? Testimony of your problem? Let's leave Goliath. Eh, brother, what is the testimony of your problem? Every month, the same problem harass you. But today, hear the word of the Lord. That Goliath will fall today in the name of Jesus. That Goliath will be destroyed today in the name of Jesus. You see, Goliath winning is that anybody approach, they are intimidated by his size. Am I talking to somebody? They are intimidated by his size. They are intimidated by talking. They are intimidated by what somebody else is saying. Ah, that boy is big old. Don't talk to him. Have you seen those who terrorize streets? It's not common here. Go to Adegunle. Go to Adegunle in Lagos. Mushin. They just sit down. Unless they are lazy like bastard. But they get mouth. Have you seen Yoruba boy fight you? Eh? if you see Yoruba boy, he will be doing, he will do it. Give him a slap. He will forget all he's saying. Are you understanding me? Do you know that is how your issues is terrorizing you? So David said, he said, come, guys. What is the price? No, that's what he said. He said, today, somebody will die. He said, but I know. God said I will not die. Are you hearing me? He said, today, he said this fight, we go fight Mama. He said this fight, we go fight him. He said, when we finish this party, is somebody saying this? That this battle I'm fighting, we are going to fight it today, but I know I will win. That's what, you see, when David said, guys, what did they say? Ah, he said, luckily I'm not married, so I will become king's in law. He said, you know, there are some things that motivate you to fight. He said, they say his father, his family will not pay taxes again. He said, so any money I have, no tax again. He said, don't worry. He said, what else? When they told him, he said, this is a battle that I need to fight. You know, there are some anointed Agbero. That is who David is. You know, David is somebody when he was in the bush. They bring lion came. Lion is the king of the jungle. Lion say, we say, lion, that's a way go. If you touch this thing, we end it. Before you touch this, you must kill me first. And that's how he killed the lion, killed the bear. You know, when I'm doing deliverance and when I'm doing in that place, I don't fear what is coming at me. Because before you touch me, you must kill Jesus. If you cannot kill Jesus, but I like when we used to be the other side. You remember one day we were doing deliverance and a lady turned to a snake. I'm not saying, if you, not running. If we were in front of the altar. If you see the way it was rolled like this, running towards the door, I shouted, hey, go and lock that door, lock the door. She's armless. But when she was manifesting, she was stronger than three of us there. Myself, you and Sister Du, we are doing that deliverance study. Here. What am I saying to you? It is just a gimmick to take away your strength. The moment you entertain fear, you are gone. The moment you say, this is the story I'm hearing. Have you seen the record of the story you are hearing? Have you seen it? Oh, this is what happened in our family. Maybe they are scared. Maybe they are scared. That's why there's a repetition that we call patterns. Maybe everybody that experiences it, because at the same Goliath as harass others, it will still come to harass you. How are you entertaining the same Goliath? That's why I said your mouth will hide the bee in your future or your casket. He said, what will they give? Just tell me. He said, let's go to the king. The king said was shaking. The whole king shaking. You will kill me. I will not be, instead of me being scared. Somebody will be harassing my children. Become Trump. You can't harass my children where I'm standing. Maybe if you're harassing me alone, I won't talk. But you're harassing my children. I'll tell you, you can't try it. The king stood there and was shaking. And I said, come and take my coat, take my armory, go and fight. David could not even walk. That's how we know that David was small compared to Goliath. He said, I've never tried it. I can't wear this. He said, but king, tell me. You say I will marry your daughter. King said, yeah. So I won't pay dowry. You know how much you pay for dowry. So when they give somebody one, I mean, pay 20 cow, 50 cow, and they say, now free. I go, man, king daughter for free. They like, would you like that? Would you like that? For free, king's daughter. Oh, we don't like that. And they say, I won't pay tax. So anywhere I work, no tax. You know, HMRC, nobody's attacking me. Whether I earn 1 million, I'm free. You know, it's enough motivation. Can your future motivate you to fight this battle today? Can your tomorrow motivate you to say, I am not giving up? The Bible says, David went down, he picked 5 smooth stones. Because what? There are 5 Goliaths. Go and study your Bible. There are 5 Goliaths. I said, one for the, it's not saying he's not picking 5 does not mean I will miss. So, because he knows if he miss, he's dead. If he miss, he's dead. So he picked 5 for this Goliath and the 5 others and the remaining 4. And then the battle now starts, the battle of faith. When David show up, Goliath said, what's wrong with you boys? Is this the only person you have in your family to fight? The whole Israel. See this small boy. He said, I will feed this boy to dogs. And dog got things that Israel does not joke with. Because they hate dogs. In fact, when they were in Egypt and they were going for deliverance, the Bible said God told Moses that no dog will bark. So the authority to over dog is there. And this one will say, I will feed you to dog. How will you feed an Israelite to dog? And the war of word began. And as a Christian, don't allow the word of your enemy to be the last. Always have the last say. So when you sit in front of that doctor and the doctor said, this is the prison, this, let the doctor know, I know you are saying the fact, but this is not the truth. The truth says, this is who I will be. The truth says, I will not die, I will live to declare the glory of the Lord. Always have the last say. We are sharing the testimony of this woman. The doctor said, I have not done 2-hour open heart surgery. He said, my Bible said, go and do it. I will not die. It's enough. Let your word be the last word. So David said to him, he said, no, it is me that will destroy you. It is me that will kill you. And the Bible says, I'm trying to run through because of time. And the Bible says, he picked one of the stone and picked a catapult. Did you know catapult? Have you used it before? What did you kill with catapult? Bird. What did you kill with catapult? Bird. But somebody killed Goliath with his own catapult. Do you know catapult, bro? Hallelujah. So, you know, when he picked the stone, he was saying, my dad is broke, but not after today. I am single, but not after today. Am I talking to somebody? He said, I don't have anything, but not after today. I don't, nobody knows me, but not after today. That is a battle you need to fight, and we will seal it with this communion today. I don't care how big the battle is. The Bible said for 40 days, a whole city was in hiding. Hallelujah. They gathered together in a camp. They can't run home. They can't run anywhere for 40 days. And one idiot is terrorizing. How many years has your Goliath been terrorizing you? How many months has he been terrorizing you? Let's say to me, you may be broke, but not after today. You may be single, not after today. You may be childless, not after today. Heaven will descend for you in the name of Jesus. So one of the things David said, which make reference to in the book of Psalms, is let the word and meditation of my heart be acceptable today. Let my word and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you. You see, this battle houses your victory. This battle houses your marriage. This battle houses your financial life. This battle houses everything you are waiting for. Hallelujah. The weapon that David used, nobody has ever used it in the Bible. Nobody. You see, listen. Goliath is somebody who is well-kitted. But there's a space in his forehead. There's a space in his forehead that the stone was coming with fire and with Holy Ghost. That stone, the moment it is released, it became a bazooka. It became a machine gun. It became unstoppable revolver. You only need to shoot it once. And the Bible says, the deal is done today. Where you should have been, where they should have been packaging you for funeral, your celebration begins. Let's look at this. Give me verse 26. Give me verse 26. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying, look at this. He said, what should be done to the man that killed this Philistine? It's not, did we agree, call him a giant? Mm-mm. To kill this idiot. Pastor, you open your eyes, say, kill my friend, don't my pile, didn't he? Oh, Mugoni boy again. He said, ooh, what shall be done to the man that killed this way and take away the reproach from my family? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? Give me 27. And the people answered, saying, so shall it be done to you that killed him. What is terrorizing you? I'm asking you. Do you want to go back home with it? Or you want to kill it today? Listen to me. The power to destroy, the power to kill, is in your hands. But you have to win it in your mouth. You will look for them, you will not find them. The moment, if you see that Bible, we don't have time to read it. The moment they kill Goliath, what happened to all the Philistine, all the supporters club? All the supporters club just disappear. And instantly, the status of David changed. Who is the new David here today? Let the new David rise on their feet. Let the new David rise on their feet. Say with me, my father, my father. My father, my father. I am fighting my battle today. And I will win. The only option for me is to win this battle. Every power terrorizing my father, every power terrorizing my mother, hear my word. I am coming to destroy you. It is my season to be what God has called me to be. Open your mouth, pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You are not a loser, you are a winner. You are not a defeated, you are winning today. Cry to God, talk to God today. Talk to God today, talk to God. Talk to God today. Barota ko to gede godo. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God today. I am not losing this battle. There's so much for me to win if I win this battle. There's so much I will lose if I lose this battle. I am winning this battle. Open your mouth. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. No Goliath will harass me anymore. Not in my lifetime, not in my dream, not in my physical, not in my marriage, not my children, not my career, not my ministry. Hey, Kusha Rabale, let it go so good. Enough is enough. My finances is not the end of Goliath. My marriage is not in the end of Goliath. Talk to him this morning. Talk to him this morning. Your mouth will win this battle. Your faith will win this battle. Your belief in God will win this battle. Talk to him this morning. No more harassment. No more harassment. No more harassment. Keep don't go together. I shut down every medical record, every medical problem. I shut it down. Every medical problem, I shut it down. Every marital problem, I shut it down. Every loneliness problem, I shut it down. Every financial problem, I shut it down. I shut it out, I ever wrote. I get to the I shut it out. Goliath, you will not harass me anymore. Goliath, you are going down. Goliath, you are going down. Goliath of my finances, you are going down. Goliath of my wife, you are going down. Goliath of my children, you are going down. Goliath of my family, you are going down. Go to God this morning. Talk to God this morning. Talk to him this morning. Not my life, not my children, not my marriage, not my finances. Talk to God. No, Goliath will harass me. No. Goliath, no. No, you will not harass me. You will not harass my wife. You will not harass my children. It is a battle between you and your Goliath. You will win it today. We are all winning this battle. We are all winning this battle. No one will lose. No loser in this assembly. No loser in this assembly. No loser in this assembly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, the Bible said Gideon, which is Jephthah, was a child of illegitimate child. It was born by one night stand to his father. And so because of that, the family gather and they pursue him away. They say, you are not good for us, blah, blah. Listen to me, I don't know where they are pursuing you. You are coming to live there. You are an overcomer. You are coming to live there. Am I talking to somebody this morning? You are coming back to be the winner. You are coming back to be the leader. Your losing is not permanent. You are winning today. When the battle started again, they went to him. They said, Jephthah, come and lead us. We can't fight this battle. Come and lead us. I said, if I lead you, this is the condition. They said, whatever you said, we agree. What is the condition you are giving to enemy because you are winning today? You are whatever you need from God, begin to declare it. Hear me, I hear heaven today. There are angels waiting for instruction. Hey! Hey, cool cat, Pastor, please sing that song. Sing that song.
We are standing.
Time, Pastor, to sing it.
On holy ground.
It's a ground where they don't lose battle.
Oh. And I know there are angels all around. Oh, let us pray, let us pray. Jesus now, Jesus now.
Nothing will the enemy do to hurt you. In any way, in any form. In any way or in any form. In any way or in any form. This year you will not cry. You will not cry over your loved one, over your family. Your joy will be totally full. Your joy will be totally full. Let's sing it one more time.
For we are standing. We are standing.
Holy Ghost.
We are standing on holy ground in this place. On holy ground.
Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Say with me, my Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
I refuse to live here with my problem. Hear me once again. My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father.
My Father, my Father. As I pray this morning,
I refuse
to leave this hall,
to leave this
holy ground with my problem. I am winning this battle. I am winning this battle. Open your mouth, declare to God. You are winning this battle. Talk to God. No more.
Oh, yes, sir.
No more. No more. No more. This struggle is too much. This struggle is too much. No more. Talk to God. Talk to God. No more. No more. I am winning this battle. I am winning this battle. No more.
Yahweh Zabaoth.
Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. There are three ways he won the battle. The first one was by the words.
Yes.
The second one was throwing the action of the stone. And the third one was because it may be just that he collapsed. Mm-hmm. The guy lied. He ran there, pulled out his sword, and cut his head off. There is no record, sir, that David ever used sword before that day. In fact, there was no record that he used stone before that day. There was no record that he ever, because when they wear him the armor of Saul, he said, I've never tried it. He took it off. But when he saw that Goliath was on the floor, he ran. Those people were running. He was running towards his problem. Pull out the sword. Pwah! You are going to, that's a prayer. I am killing you off completely. I am destroying you completely. You are not, Goliath, you are not rising again. This problem, you are not coming back again. Use the sword of the spirit to cut it. Cut your head with the sword of the spirit. Cut that head off with the sword of the spirit. Cut it off. It's not rising up again. It's not terrorizing you again. It's not coming back again. Cut it off with the sword of the spirit. Cut it off. 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 You are winning today. You are winning today.
The battle. Victory belongs to Jesus.
Cut your head off. You are winning this battle. You are winning this battle. You are winning this battle. But Toronto, no more. They may kill my mother, they cannot kill me. They may kill my father, they cannot kill me. I am untouchable. My delay is over. I can't be delayed anymore. I cannot be delayed anymore. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
The Lord of hosts is here. We cut off Goliath's head.
Cut it off. Hallelujah. Cut it off. Cut diabetes off. Cut heart problem off.
We cut off.
Cut knee problem off. Cut barrenness off. Cut loneliness off. Cut financial problem off. Cut it off. Cut it off.
So, Patea, we run against the truth. By the strength of God, we
run against the troop of the enemy. We shut down. We cut off Goliath's head. Masopele Adoshadia. Rekopele Adoshadia. Jesus, drop off. Drop off by the sword of the Lord. Drop off. Drop off by the sword of the Lord. We cut it off.
In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Ah, kukudeye barada. Let mommy came in Congo. Abi, mommy Congo. Where does the story started from? The story started from Jesse said to David, carry meal. Abi, go and give food to your brother. That food became food of celebration. Because they couldn't eat that food. You know, they were discouraging him. Oh boy, you don't carry your wahala come. All this your faith in God. All this God will do it. All this God will do it. You don't carry and come here. What did they do you now? They put the food. But when they won, they are the one who carry their brother. They will ask, I get brother now. My brother is strong. But it started with a meal. Let's take the meal. Let's take the meal. Let's take the meal to secure it. Madam, please come. Just help us distribute it to everybody. Let the minister just stay and we just finish this. With time is against us. Just give us one. Everybody give us one.
By your strength. Hey. Lord of us, you are in the house.
I saw the name of God one time and I said, this name of God go help me. Oh. Let me look for it. I wrote it somewhere. It's like El Takum, El Rakum. El Rakum. El Rakum, the God of my consideration.
Yes.
Thank you. Did it drop? Let everybody have one. Hear me. They will look for that problem, they will not find it.
Hey! Man!
All the children, you have your okay. All right, let's take the. Say at the supper, he said he took the bread and he said, you see it as bread, but I'm turning it around. He said, it's no more bread. Just like we have the table prepared before I start ministry, the food that David brought was there before the battle. Now, The conquering of the war, the victory, brought a blessing. And Jesus said, now this is my body. He said, this is my body which is being given to you. He said, for the remission of your sin, to end every issues in your life, to transform your life, to change you from a defeatist to a winner, to change you from complaining to winning. He said, this is what this made for. He said, take this in remembrance of me. I want you to take the body of Jesus Christ. Sing this song for me. Oluwa mi yo dide. Kore.
Amonu me dun wa ni ba me pada si re. Awo mi le wu ko abo aso e kokuro. Oluwa mi yo dide nitori temi. Oh.
Translate it to English before you sing it second time. Translate it to English before you sing it second time.
My God shall arise just for my sake. He'll make me happy, bring goodness yes, to my heart.
He will wear me with the coat of victory and remove the coat of shame. That is what is already taking place for somebody. The cloth of shame is being removed.
For my sake,
amen. The Bible says after supper he took the cup and he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. He said it will be shed for you for the remission of your sin. As you take this blood, may your life be renewed. May your life begin afresh. May you have victory in every area where you have failed. In the name of Jesus, I want you to take the blood of Jesus Christ. Sorry, I'm sorry I took your time today. But how many of you are angry with me? You're angry with me? Hallelujah. Victory is already by your door.
Amen.
Now we are going to seal it with anointing. We are going to seal it with anointing. Get a tissue and clean inside there.
Iranlowo alayin ro mi lowo. Iranlowo alayin ro mi lowo. Iwo nikan ni mo ni. Laye ati lorun. Eni baniyo o ti lohun gbogbo. Iranlowo alayin ro mi lowo. Baba. Oluwa mi yo dide
Oluwa mi yo dide
O ti dide O ti dide sa o
mi dun aye ba mi pada si re
O ti no mi te awo mi la wu oko Chagokuro Oluwa mi yo dide nitori tere
Hallelujah
O dide
Hallelujah. How many of you believe that song is for you?
Amen. Ooh. I receive it.
Baby girl, you will sing before June. You will say, I told you before June. You will say, how did God package me for this? Bracken, before David had that boldness. Jacob visited, Samuel visited him. And he has been anointed in secret. The secret anointing acted in the open. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the oil of the apothecaries. The oil that makes kings. The oil that makes the noble. The oil that satisfies. My Father, my God, as this oil will touch the head of your children, let it transform them. Let it change their life. Let something big begin to happen. Let the battle be won easily. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship, we adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray.
My Savior made me old.
Just hold on, boy. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that song. Now, I am going to anoint my own head. And pastors and mama can stand there. Just call me there. Dip your hand into it. Anoint your head. As you are listen to me, as anoint your head, whatever you need, begin to say it. Let me give you what happened to David. When Saul was anointed, Samuel said, God has anointed captain for the people of Israel. He didn't call him king. Read your Bible. I thank God for the question, but I can ask Sister Kemi today. Hallelujah. There was no confusion in the house. The gift of the Spirit, they are listed in the Bible. But vision is an expression as a gift of the prophecy. So you see to express. Hallelujah. Amen. It shows we are studying. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. So when David was anointed in his father's house, Samuel said, and God has anointed king for Israel. And he went back into the bush. But this oil will transform your life today.
Amen.
Spirit of the living God, host of angels, descend upon this oil. Let it be the oil that makes king. Let it be the oil that make mothers. Let it be oil that make fathers. Let it be the oil that make billionaires. Let it be oil that make wives. Let it be oil that make husbands. Let it be oil that transform. Let the oil that make exam to be easy to pass. We are winning all our battles. Lord, as this oil touch our head, let diabetes disappear. Let high blood pressure disappear. Let blood disorder be rearranged. In the name of Jesus, let it touch internal hormones. Let it release breakthrough. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Please, when you anoint yourself, find a good place to pray. We only have 2 minutes to pray before we close the service after the anointing.
I've come before you today, and there is one thing that I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For all you've done in my life. Another blessing that I cannot see. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I just wanna
thank you,
we say, with a grateful heart, with a song of praise, with an outstretched arms, I'll bless your name. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I just wanna thank you, Lord.
I just wanna thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
I just want to
thank you, Lord.
I just want to thank you, Lord. Oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Let somebody rise on their feet. Say amen to your prayer. And it shall be done to you in Jesus' name. Father, Lord, we thank you for what you have done today. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new beginning. It's a new season. Season of victorious life. Season of winning. Lord, let every one of us in this assembly experience this touch today. Let something new start. Let it extend to our children. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's put hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm sorry once again for the time